Yeah, there was a short while for like sometime last week where I was just kind of curious as to how crazy expensive it is to get a repeater up in the air. And I kind of got to the point where I found out that the antenna is like, what, $3,000, and the repeater itself is like roughly, again, $3,000. I mean, I'm rounding up a little bit, but still, those are two large components, and we're not even talking about the coaxial cable to run up there. That's going to be another crazy expensive, and then that's ignoring the continual expenses, like, you know, having power at the repeater site and internet at the repeater site and probably many more things that I'm completely forgetting of. Like renting space on the tower. A very important one that's probably expensive too.
Right, yeah. He's got a tower, he's got a 20-foot antenna on top of, and it's what's at 443.55 and the PL of 107.2. But yeah, he's got a 20-foot antenna on that, and he's got a lower down, I think at 120, 190 foot maybe. There's another, you know, there's a lanyard out there, and he has another one or two antennas off of that too. So sometimes you can switch them up and back. Yeah, that to it. You know, Sean is the guy. You know, more than probably most, all the different complexities to getting space and towers and all that kind of stuff. But they went and did the D-Star for a bit, and I remember when, now I'm going back some time, because I remember one guy from the USICA, what's it called, but Larry, W8XLX, it was, and it was Captain D-Star, and then he became Admiral Fusion, and he switched up. But I remember going to some lunches with these guys, dropping in, and they're saying, see, this is what it is, you know, D-Star, this is the way things are going to go, and they were, you know, this goes back some years, so they were all on board with the D-Star, and then they ended up going to Fusion, I think, and then there's some other groups with the DMR and that kind of thing.